We have a no name. Says, Dear Freak Show, my wife and I are celebrating our 10th anniversary in June. And one of the parts of us celebrating is another ring for her. She wants one that's a little bit bigger. Nothing too big because she's always said, I don't really care about the price. I just want pretty. So I'm not really worried about that. But back when we got married, I wasn't far into my career, so I proposed with a Molsonite diamond. With a Molsonite diamond?
Like
Molsonite
a cubic
diamond?
Zirconia?
Yeah, it's easy. I guess it's a fake.
A fugazi.
I proposed with a Molsonite diamond, and she loved it. I didn't hide it. When it came up 2 years in, she didn't really care. Not that I'm very well off now, but I've tried to make this one different and get the real diamond set for her as an upgrade. But my budget, while it's more than the real one, it's still way below the look of what she had. My wife decided in a surprise that we should just upgrade with another Molsonite set because it's not really important to her. It's a relief, but I'm hoping to spend the money saved on some sort of trip when we can travel and put it to better use than on her finger. Is this an issue or a non-issue? Should I just go ahead and get her the real one, or do I have the best wife ever? I'll pick the second choice. I got a real one. Stay safe. Love your show.
You have the best wife ever, for sure, because a lot of women do care. They care about the size of the diamond, a real diamond, and they want a certain look, and they're very picky about it, and they usually tell the guy before they propose exactly what they want.
Is that foreign, though, that a woman out there don't? Because I'm sure there's probably other ones that don't really care. They're like, just make me look good. Don't embarrass me in front of my friends, and let's keep it funky.
Well, the second or third sentence in that email was very telling. He said something about she cares about pretty, not the price.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So for her, having that big, beautiful ring
the
on
look.
Her, that's what's more important. She doesn't really care about how much money you spend on it. And you know,
because nobody knows
and
how
much. And 10 years later, that Molsonite diamond is obviously still intact.
Right.
It's still holding up the test of time.
Right. So,
you can still get a really pretty ring and it can be real gold, but the center diamond is probably going to be fake.
In essence, if somebody out there was something lovely, you don't know because you're not checking it. Like, they're not going to give you their hand and be like, let me look into the, you know what I'm saying?
It depends on how big it is.
Also, like, fake diamonds and lab-created diamonds have gotten to the point that they're almost, you can't recognize the difference. You have to have special machines, not regular jeweler, like the loops that they go through. You have to have a special machine just to be able to identify them. So there are...
So there are people out there living like that.
Yeah, there's people rocking them right now in their car, on their ring.
I'm not talking about rappers and trying to be in the life.
I'm talking about country club ladies, soccer moms, people going
out there
to work
with
right
the
now.
Fake jewelry?
Absolutely.
I had no idea. I thought everybody was living.
One of my favorite things on YouTube is there's like guys that walk around with like diamond testers and they go to like people like, hey, can I test your diamonds?
Oh,
and like half
God.
Of the people like run away. Like, no way.
Yeah, see, they're embarrassed though. She's not embarrassed.
Jessica's on the phone. Hey, Jessica.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing this morning?
Good, yourself?
I'm good. So you listening to this fugazi conversation?
I am, yes.
Now, what do you think about going with the face?
I don't think there's an issue with it. My now husband, actually, he proposed to me with a lab-grown diamond, and it's beautiful.
And you still have it?
I do, yeah. We just got married in February.
Oh, congratulations.
Okay, congratulations on that. So does that matter to you?
No, I actually preferred this. I mean, there's no imperfections or anything on it. And it's beautiful. I have a 2-carat round double halo rose gold ring.
That sounds
and
pretty.
With the matching band, it costs like less than $3,000.
Wow. See, and everybody's looking like, yo, this is great, getting compliments and everything.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I gotta wear my sunglasses when I see you.
There you go. There you go. Bling blow, Jessica. Bling blow. All right, girl. See, now look at that.
That's great.
Look at that.
That works for them. I think that's perfect. You can also do those emeralds or rubies. A lot of people are doing that nowadays because it's really trendy.
Yeah. I mean, like if you're getting different gemstones or whatever, I mean, like Emily over at Golden Diamond Store, she does like instead of the diamonds, she does the gemstones.
Yeah, really pretty stuff.
Yeah. So, I mean, but
good options.
But I mean, the Fugazis look like they popping online right now.
Yep, we have a text right now. It says, my girl had an $8,000 ring on her finger and lost it. Ooh. Then I went and bought a $200 ring. She's never been happier, and I don't have to worry about it that much.
That's why insurance is important.
Look at that. Now, and then they can spend that $8,000 on something else.
Yeah. Well, I don't think he's spending money on her at all anymore after she lost the ring.
She lost an $8,000 ring.
One more ring. It says, my friend has a fake ring, and hers looks so much prettier and nicer than mine.
See there?
I support it. It's cool if that's what you want to do. It's not necessarily what I would want to do, but that's good for them. If you want to save money, go on vacation.
That just feels like a
and
boss.
Save for your future, I fully support
they
that.
They say that people are a lot happier when they spend their money on memories instead of like material things.
Yeah, right. Well, a memory is getting married and walking down the aisle and
but
exchanging
he's, they're
the
not
ring.
They're not shorting on the wedding.
I understand that. I'm just saying for some people they want to spend their money on the real thing. For some people they don't. I support both.
Like, if you walk in here with your husband and, like, there's a bunch of clients in here, they're going to look at your ring and they're just going to be like, wow, she has a pretty ring.
Yeah.
They're not going to know how much it costs.
No, not unless you're dealing with, like, a real jeweler.
But I'm saying, like, into a room,
mm-hmm.
they're going to be like, wow, she's wearing some dope stuff.
Yes.
They ain't going to check you.
No.
So you and your husband can lay there in bed and say, you know what, babe, listen, we got baby coming. Let's just switch up everything, sell this bag, blah, blah, blah.
What?
Why is that so foreign to you?
No, you gave me the real thing. I'm keeping it. No, that's how that's worth it.
You understand what I'm saying?
Not the selling part. No, you had me until we start selling stuff.
I'm just saying, like, if a married couple decides that they're going to downsize their jewel game.
But who's ever downsized? I haven't heard of that. I hear the upgrade all the time.
Meaning they're going to replace their real with the fakes.
No. That right there is a violation. You can't go backwards. You got to go forward. You can't.
There's a progression here, Orlando.
I'm looking at this couple like they have decided to ball out together and look right.
You can't go from the Bentley to the Buick.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.